Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is out for the rest of this hour, headed off to a golf tournament, or golf, what would you call it, fundraiser. I do want to tell people, speaking of golf, stay tuned, two tickets to the 2025 BMW Championship happening August 12th to the 17th at Caves Valley Golf Club, courtesy of the Western Golf Association, Evans Scholars Foundation. We'll be giving that away later this hour, but right now we got to talk to Mike Bordick. We welcome in Bordy. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Jeremy, how's it going, man?
Good, good. Ed and I here with you. Just real quick to start this off, what do you think about this turnaround? Is this something that, is this real, or are we just, did they just get hot at the right time? Kind of give me your thoughts, what's happened over the past couple weeks.
Oh, well, you know, I guess they have been playing a little bit better baseball. Morning, Ed, by the way.
Morning.
And, you know, and it's all because of the pitching. Let's be real, yeah. Right? The rotation started stabilizing. Charlie Morton all of a sudden had a resurrection, and he was back finding some consistency. Sagano stayed consistent. Kramer had, you know, his outings. Even Cade Povich mixed in, you know, a couple good ones along the way. And the bullpen, very solid. But, you know, what's concerning is the offense is still just kind of sputtering. They've been sputtering all season long. They just got outscored by the Oakland A's. So, that's what I'm concerned about. And I don't even think the pitching is going to be able to hold up because they just don't have enough depth right now. So I think timing is everything in baseball. They played against some lesser caliber opponents. And, pitching stepped up and they got on a nice roll. They won a lot of games without even scoring 5 runs. So, listen, I'm excited that guys are coming back. Mayo's up there now. I'm like that. Colton Cowser will certainly, and has already, added a little burst into this Oriole offense, and they're going to get healthier as we go. But there still aren't any true signs that they have enough to make any kind of impact in the American League East.
That was going to be my question. I'll save that if we get another one. Mike, one thing I would like to ask you, though, is if they continue the way they're playing, they will literally be the worst team in Major League Baseball history batting against left-handed pitching. How is this possible? And do we blame the hitting coach? Is it just how is this even possible?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I look at it. I see such good hitters and the inability to find that consistency against the lefties. I know a lot of the thump that, you know, they went out and got for just this reason is on the IL. You know, Sanchez, who's not overwhelming by any means against lefties. I think he had 11 home runs, you know, last season. O'Neill is supposed to be the big ticket. Well, he's got 100 games left to hit, you know, 30 home runs. So let's go, O'Neill. And, Westberg's coming back. So that might help our fight against the lefties. But this is just, it's really hard to put a finger on it. And I'll put it this way. I am talking about myself. 1 year I was the worst hitter against left-handed pitching in the American League. The next year I was the best hitter against left-handed pitching in the American League. So it's incredibly, You know, I was a roller coaster ride as an offensive player. I'm just saying that hitting is contagious. This team's been in a funk against the lefties. They better be able to find a way, because I feel like there's a pretty good lefty coming up, Scoobal maybe.
Heard of him.
So they better find a way to get some contact, find some holes, and make these adjustments against the lefties, because that's all they're going to see. And, you know, the better pitchers now in the game are left-handed pitching.
Reverse lock. That's what it is. I think that's what Jacob Calvin-Meyer called it, but he wasn't buying it either. We're talking to Mike Bordick here. A couple other things. Jackson Holliday, I know we brought him up quite a bit. I've been talking about him a lot. I use algorithms when I gamble, and the one that I use primarily has him showing up as one of the best hitters, a top 20 hitter in baseball, quite a bit against right-handed pitching. What are you seeing from him, and has he turned into kind of what you thought he would be when they drafted him?
Well, he's quite an amazing talent. He really is. And he's so interesting mechanically, you know, in watching him and trying to figure out, you know, exactly what makes him so good. First of all, he's strong as an ox, okay? You can tell his strength when he's in the box. He cheats with his lower half, but has the ability to keep his upper half under control, which is incredible to me, because he's ready for 98 inside. And as a matter of fact, I think he's hoping for guys to throw him inside so he could just turn and burn and get the head out in front. But he has that incredible ability to keep his hands and upper body back to control the outer half of the zone, as well as any hitter on the Orioles right now. I mean, he's taking it back up the middle, change-ups, off-speed. The ability to use the whole field is really impressive to me. And at such a young age, yeah, I'm really blown away. Now, that's offensively. Defensively, he's still got a ways to go, man. This team, in general, has a long way to go defensively. But offensively, I'm really impressed with Jackson Holliday.
You kind of answered the question in your opening remarks, but last year the Tigers were 52-57 going into August, so five games below 500. They go 34-19 last two months of the year, make the playoffs. I don't know how much we remember about that Tigers team last year. Is there anything that watching the Orioles gives you hope this could happen here, or should I just start wearing my Ravens gear already?
Yeah, they got to go out and get Tarek Skubal. They got to get an ace that is just like a guarantee that makes everybody say, okay, nobody's going to beat this guy. Let's go. And, you know, they've got pretty good pitching, too. Yeah, they have some really good talent. So, you know, there's definitely a potential there, an opportunity. And I think as we talk, the Orioles are getting healthier. But the problem is, so are all the other teams. The problem is the Yankees are just destroying the baseball. The problem is, you know, the Rays are playing some of their best baseball. The problem is all of a sudden the Blue Jays are good again. And so there's a lot of ground to cover, man. And the Orioles have to get really good really fast. So this is what I think. Let's keep taking a look at the young guys, man. Just let them play, all right? Just let them play and see where we can go, and we'll get a better indication of what we need maybe at the deadline and what we need for next season.
Bordy, as always, we appreciate the insight. Tell us about the podcast and what you guys have coming up. I know I was away, but you guys had Eric DaCosta on the podcast. I've seen some of that.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
No, absolutely, man. We had the Be More Baseball podcast. Eric DaCosta was a huge hit and continues to be a huge hit. It was an awesome interview, and I don't know that you're going to be able to see him out there doing interviews like this for a long time. So it was a great get by, you know, Jerry Coleman and asking some really intriguing questions, and we're going to continue to have those kind of guests and talk, obviously, the current affairs of the state of the game and continue to talk Orioles. So, you know, the show's been going great. I encourage everybody to check out YouTube and subscribe and like, because I think we're doing some good things and get some great information out there to the sports fans.
Bordy, great stuff as always, man. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Mike Bordick. You know, how funny is that? Number one hitter against left-handed pitching the year after he was the worst hitter against left-handed
Baseball's
pitching.
Baseball's a weird game, man.
I always say bullpens are cyclical. You know the ones that are great.
Yep.
But there's always a guy that gets hot and then craps the bed the next year. Mm-hmm. And I don't. It's just weird because it's the one sport where you're constantly looking up at the scoreboard and you see your numbers and you're like, damn, I got a long way to go because it's hard to get back.
Well, yeah.
You got to get hot if you've fallen off. I don't know. We got plenty coming up. Commissioner's Baltimore at 9:30. But up next, I'm going to I'll give out some plays today. I do like today's slate. It's a smaller one. I got my teeth kicked in yesterday. The only thing I got right yesterday, and when I say the only thing, it's the only thing I got right, was the Thunder. And I told you about that on Friday. It was going to be one of my largest bets of the weekend because I thought they'd come back and trounce the Pacers. We got that. They won by 16. They covered. But that was the only thing I have to talk about from yesterday because everything else was just UGLY, and I ain't got no alibi. I'm ugly. The Daily Line's coming up now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next.
Gilgeous Alexander off the bounce. Gets inside. Double clutch. Counted out a foul. Chance for a three-point play. SGA on the drive. Pulls back. Jump shot. Got it. Shai Splendor on full display here in game two. A 17-point lead. Johnny Furthy, the rookie, coming on for Indiana. Gilgeous Alexander gets inside. Draws a foul. Banks at home.
There you go. That's courtesy of ESPN. I love the fact that Johnny Furphy is getting some burn. He was at Kansas for a while. Fun player. Just good guy. Like, never thought he'd be playing at this level, and especially in the championship. But the Thunder get it done. Again, as I just said, if you were listening before the break, I got my teeth kicked in yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, I got nothing right the entire day. The last game that I had was the Thunder. And, I mean, everything that could go wrong yesterday went wrong. And doing this for a long period of time, I had a crappy weekend, but like doing this for a long period of time, you've seen this. These days are going to happen. It's just a matter of how well you can weather some of this stuff. And that's not what people want to hear when you're losing.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I'll weather it all right. You tell anybody a reason why your game lost and immediately they get pissed off because the game lost. And the Thunder, I gave it out on Friday, said it was going to be my favorite play of the weekend, that they were going to bounce back and just run roughshod over them. And they did. They built up a double-digit lead in the first half and just held on in the second half. You heard the highlights. SGA was MVP-like.
I mean, he's MVP of the league. So.
Yeah, so yeah. He was great. I did like the side story, by the way, in the NBA. Andrew Nembhard, the shooting guard for the Pacers, who played at Gonzaga, is Canadian. And he also plays for Team Canada along SGA. But he told the story the other day. He and SGA have been playing against each other since they were 9 years old. And here they are now playing in the NBA championship against each other. I just think that's really cool.
It is cool.
You know, so a little side story there for you. But 1-1 now in the finals. We've got NHL coming up tonight. That's 1-1. There is a WNBA game. I'll give you a play for that. But I'm going to give out some props today that I like, too, on a kind of a slower day. But let's dive into it. We'll start in the NHL, Edmonton and Florida. Correct me if I'm wrong. Have both games gone over?
Yes.
I'm going under.
Oh, yeah.
Game one and two, right? Mm-hmm. They've gone over the total. I was on the under in game two, and then what was it, 3-1 in the first period? You're going, what the, or 3-2 in the first period, I think. Going, what the hell happened? So you were able to, well, not to say you turn it off. From a betting standpoint, you could turn that off knowing you lost the game. But I'm going right back to it at 6.5. It'll be a lean for me today. And the WNBA, I like Golden State and LA. I think it goes over the 162.5. And for Major League Baseball, here's what I'm going to get into. I'll throw out a prop play that I really like. But here's what I'm on. The weather states, Cubs under, Red Sox under, Blue Jays over, Padres under. I'm interested in the Cubs under. The other plays look like they could be good spots, including that Blue Jays. I'm going to take a little bit more time to look at the Blue Jays game to see if anything's really standing out as they're playing St. Louis tonight. Palante, their starting pitcher, doesn't strike out a lot of guys, hits a lot of bats. But if he's getting soft contact and those ground balls, could be a long day. But you do have a lot of fly ball hitters against a ground ball pitcher. So I actually like that aspect of it. But I am going to be on the Cubs under, and it's one of my favorite plays today. It is a really good pitching matchup, in my opinion, and it may not seem like it from the one side. Matthew Boyd is going for the Cubs. Remember, he kind of caught fire last year. Former top prospect for the Tigers that just fell out, and now he's kind of reinventing himself. He still strikes out guys about 5.5 a clip on a game. So I like that side of it. And on the other side, you're getting Zach Wheeler. You're never going to complain about getting Zach Wheeler. These two teams strike out a little bit more than what you'd expect. And in this game, I love a Nerfy. That's a no runs first inning. Cubs and Phillies, no runs first. You like that?
Nerfy. I've never heard of that.
Nerfy and Yurfies. Yes run first inning, no run first inning. So when I find these win games with them blowing in, I always love to go Nerfy in the first inning. You can get screwed. I had a game the other day where it was the Yankees and Red Sox over the weekend. I think Saturday, I had a Nerfy. No score in the first inning. I think they scored in every inning the rest of the way. So did I get lucky? Yeah, I'd say so, because the pitching stunk. But same thing to sit here and look at with that, though. Like, two good pitchers, guys with the wind blowing in, nullify some of the home run opportunities. So you kind of need a couple of hits in the first inning. That's why I like those. I do bet Yurfies, Ed, on occasion if I think it's going to be a really high-scoring game. But sometimes I feel like you're getting cute because you're trying to say, oh, the first inning, we're definitely getting runs in a high school, what you believe is going
to
be a high score.
Yeah, I just find Nerfy to be a funny word. Yeah, it just sounds funny. And when you said Matthew Boyd, just remind me, do you remember Oil Can Boyd?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, Expos.
Red Sox, Expos. Yeah. I just thought it was one of the best nicknames.
Why did he have that nickname? Do you know? Well, we'll find out in what I learned, because I'm sure Ed's looking it up right now.
I don't know.
Other baseball plays today, and I'll recap everything. I like the Rays to knock off the Red Sox. It's basically a pick 'em game. Rays are -105. I think the Red Sox are -115. It's essentially a pick 'em. I'll go with Shane Baz on the other side of Brian Bayo. I like the Angels and A's to go over 9. Kikuchi's, you say Kikuchi's pitching in Kikuchi. That game. Thank you. But I still like the A's bat, or Angels bats look great. I like Zach Neto over 1.5 total bases. If I can be brutally honest here, I've given out Zach Neto over 1.5 bases 4 times. 4-0 on Zach Neto plays. Let's see if we can make it 5-0 as he's going up against the A's and Jeffrey Springs. I think it's a good matchup for him. Also, I like Seattle and Arizona to go over the 9.5. As I say that, like, this is going to be my top play today, Seattle and Arizona. I think people are going to look at this. Merrill Kelly had a phenomenal start his last time out. I think he gets his brains beat in tonight. I like Seattle's bats a lot. I do like Arizona's bats as well. And as I'm looking at the algorithm here, you can go ahead and drink. Those hitters grade out well. I mean, Corbin Carroll and Ketel Marte are at the top of the list almost every single week. And up top in the top 10 hitters is Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh. I think this game has all the action that you need. Over 9.5, my top play. Just to recap some top plays for you. Seattle, Arizona, over 9.5. Cubs, Phillies, under. I like the Nerfy in the Cubs game. That's no runs first inning. I like Zach Neto over 1.5 total bases. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to go Merrill Kelly under 5.5 Ks today, but I got to go over everything. I think Corbin Carroll, Mike Trout, O'Neill Cruz, I think all those guys go yard tonight. That's just my opinion, but there you go. Joe, when did you want to do that? Do you want to do the tickets later? We can do them now? Okay, I'll just get them out. Here, 2 tickets to the 2025 BMW Championship happening August 12th to the 17th at Caves Valley. That's Caves Valley Golf Club, courtesy of the Western Golf Association, Evans Scholars Foundation. So make sure you're checking it out. Are we giving those away all week? So stay tuned. If you're a fan, want to see some golf, stay tuned all week. We'll be giving them out here on the Big Bad Morning Show. Now, Ed, a couple of things. I know I was saying something to you. I wanted to bring this up, and I was going to do it at the end of the show. We got like a minute here. I told you earlier today when I was in Ireland, they have no parking spaces on the side of the road.
Right.
They literally park on the sidewalk. They pull up and get on the sidewalk. Like, there will be a and their lanes are so thin.
Well, that's something else, yeah.
If you, it's the scary. I didn't want to drive.
Yeah.
I did not want to drive because I don't know how quickly I could have picked that up. I'm assuming it's like a left tackle playing right tackle.
It takes something because I had to drive in Ireland for hours. That was with someone. We were going to a castle. It was like a hotel now. It was a converted castle. I had to drive in the...
King of the castle.
At night in the rain, on the wrong side of the road, shifting left-handed. That was something.
It's just weird, man. I was watching from the... I got in the passenger seat in the Uber, and I'm just watching going... This is weird. It's just everything is backwards. I said this before. Like our cab driver, he just pulled up on the sidewalk and just parks the car there, and we get out and start walking. I just thought it was something that was so interesting. And
I've been interesting driving in the UK, but Ireland's not the UK, but in England and Ireland. I was in England.
Well, Northern Ireland's the UK, right?
Northern is, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was in London with Scotland Yard guys on that Kate when I testified.
Mm-hmm.
It was also Beaujolais Day where they raced the Beaujolais from Paris to London. It's a huge holiday in England.
Wow. They have so many holidays over there.
I know. It was a big drinking day. We were in a bar from like 7 in the morning until through the night. There was a fist fight at the end. It was nuts. But they're so drunk and they have a department car, they asked me to drive it.
Oh, no.
Because they didn't want to get, smash their car. I had to drive a British police car. Again, wrong side. And it's standard. I can drive a stick, but manually shifting with the wrong hand, wrong side of the road with two drunk cops in the car. It was something.
It's the hardest part for me is like looking where cars are coming from. Like even when you're walking,
you always look the wrong way.
Yeah.
This is why have you been to Bermuda?
No.
A lot of people in Bermuda rent scooters, which is a gorgeous place. It's like no poverty. It's a beautiful place. They get hit because they look the wrong way when they're coming out.
It doesn't surprise me.
Because that's what they expect the cars because it's coming the other way.
I had to grab somebody and pull them off the curb that started to walk out because you're looking the wrong way and here comes a car that you didn't see. I mean, maybe it would have stopped, but it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, you're looking the wrong way.
All right. Well, we've got Commissioner's Baltimore coming up next. Ed, you want to tell them what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, we're going to talk what's going on in Los Angeles, if you haven't noticed.
Something happening?
Something's going on.
Kings playing? Lakers?
Yeah, Kings are playing the Lakers.
Oh, nice. All right, we'll get to the Commissioner's Baltimore. That's coming up next. And then, of course, the encore and what we learned right here on The Fan. All right, it's time for Commissioner's Baltimore. I feel like I haven't heard one of these in a while.
I've been done gone. Them in months.
Oh, I was just saying because I've been gone.
No.
All right.
I was told it was a little too polarizing. That's kind of what they are. We can't do that. Let's not do them. I mean, what's the point?
Also didn't have an open for it.
You know, whatever.
Talk to Kevin Zwicker about that.
Yeah. Whatever. If you haven't noticed, there's been rioting going on in Los Angeles for the last few days. It's like I think June 6th or whatever it was. But anyway, it's been bad. I mean, they're blocking the freeways, they're burning cars, you're looting. The usual riot fare that you see. This is where the controversy, if it's not already controversial.
It's going to be.
Well, they're always controversial. There's always something that people use as a flashpoint to do this. In this case, they're talking about illegal immigrants being scooped up at government offices, things like that. They're coming to find them. Listen, they are here illegally. I'm just going to say this. I mean, look, I have friends who are illegals. People that work, I'm not going to say where, but I know them. It's like they're good, really good people, hardworking. But I can't help but the fact that you're here illegally. I had my life destroyed for paying my father back on a loan. Should that have happened? No, probably not. It shouldn't be illegal, in my opinion. But I did it, and I went to prison, lost my career. It's like there are consequences. And you sneak into a country, and there's a change of regime. They're going to, and I believe we've had a lot of issues with people coming in, including terrorists coming across the border. That's a side fact. There's been rioting in Los Angeles. And the problem is you have a very liberal governor, Gavin Newsom. And I'm assuming the mayor is the same way.
Or as Trump calls him, new scum.
Yeah.
New scum.
They're letting this go on. And like my problem is, I do have a history with this. This is my business. Mm-hmm. It's the worst thing you can do. The best thing you can do is squash that mother immediately. Don't let it get out of hand because they have no more. They certainly don't have more rights than the people who are suffering because of it. The businesses, the people who are terrified, the industry people get killed in these things. How dare you let this happen? They're doing this for immigration. If it's immigration or George Floyd or whoever, you can't let it happen. You can't, because the longer you let it happen, the worse it gets. And this thinking, like Gavin Newsom said, because Trump overrode him, Newsom wouldn't deploy the National Guard. Frankly, I think the Los Angeles Police and Sheriff's Department can handle this themselves. You don't need the National Guard. But that becomes a problem with the mayor, because we've seen mayors do things like here. During the Baltimore riots, what was said? Let them destroy. Give them room to... What? That's a fact.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
You know, everything, you know, the stores and those neighbors being burnt to the ground, and they were cutting fire hoses so the firefighters couldn't put them out. They were, you know, destroying businesses everywhere. Let them destroy. Yeah, because nothing says social justice more than stealing a bunch of sneakers. I mean, let's stop the nonsense in this country. Seriously, stop it. Call it what it is. You saw what happened in New York. They looted Fifth Avenue, looted the whole country because last administration let it happen. I remember being in the Crown Heights riots. There was the rioting in Brooklyn, New York, when I was with the NYPD. And same thing, David, the mayor. Let them vent, is what we were told. Let them vent. We're all on standby, watching the neighborhood burn down. Then somebody got killed. Now it's, maybe we shouldn't have done that. They gave us the okay. We were standing there with riot helmets on and sticks and waiting, for just to watching our city burn down. That's my hometown. Watching it just get destroyed by scumbags. Once they gave us the go, we had that thing down and like, bang, you're done, finished. We don't get paid to lose. I'm sorry. First responsibility of government is to protect its citizenry. You are abandoning your role when you do this. So Trump overrode Newsom, sent the National Guard in anyway, because that's there's precedent for this. They did it in Little Rock when they had the segregation problems there. They sent the 101st Airborne in under Eisenhower, I guess. They did it in Bush, you know, the LA riots. They've done this throughout history, so it's not new. I just want to, what do you think? Because Newsom said it's only going to escalate tensions, and it's, you know.
Let me ask you, is the bigger problem, and I don't care what side you're on, is the bigger problem that there's been so much just mudslinging between conservatives and liberals, like Democrats and Republicans, whatever you want to call it. There's been so much we can't get anything done. They get nothing done in the House. They get nothing done anywhere because nobody can agree. Can't let you get up on us because, oh, if we give in to them and they get this, they're going to take that. And it's like the only people that are losing are us. And
that's the problem.
There's so many people that don't see it because they're so blind to it.
And that's exactly the point I wanted to make. What you just said, all true. Has nothing to do with what's going on. Political has nothing to do with this. I don't give a rat's ass if you're the most progressive person in the country or the most right-wing person in the country. You have a duty to protect the public. You cannot let this happen, ever. You can't let this happen. And that's my problem with this. I don't care how far left you are, how far right. You cannot let people destroy your cities. You can't. It's the first responsibility of government. And when they do that, they should be held accountable. Seriously, mayors that do this, they should be held accountable. If a police officer doesn't do his job, right? He witnesses something. Someone said, I was just robbed, he's got a gun. They do nothing about it. Ignore. That's official misconduct. That's a crime. They get prosecuted for that. Why don't mayors and governors get prosecuted for this? And I'm not talking about getting out of office. I'm talking about you're going to jail, my friend, just like someone else who doesn't do their job in a position of public trust. This is really pissing me off.
How do these things usually end?
They usually end by they let the cities burn until there's enough, until someone gets killed, or several, many people get killed, and then it's like, oh, we better stop this. And then it gets put down. Has it always happened? It's always been the way. I mean, this. And I talked to guys in the LAPD who were there during the Rodney King riots. They were friends of mine. Same thing as New York. They told them to stand by. They watched their hometown burn down.
My favorite.
And then they went in and stopped it.
My favorite comedian said that Reginald Dennehy's never hit the brake after that date. He talked about it. He said he could be driving. There could be a woman crossing the street with a baby. And he'd be, meh, meh, meh. That poor guy yanked out of his car and they beat the crap out of him. But again, like with all these things that go on, I'm just wondering, are there times where you guys, have you ever had a situation like this where you put out the fire so early that really what didn't become this huge of a news story? Can you do it? Can you?
Yeah, absolutely can do it.
Okay.
Because once you get it early, listen, these guys are cowards. They mostly follow some, and what happens, you have professional agitators like we had doing, you know, that summer in this country recently, the Rodney King, George Floyd stuff. You got these, you know, these groups that come in and professionally agitate. Because, you know, I'd like to see how many times you can walk down the city street, even in Baltimore, with all the abandoned housing we have. Show me you have, like, you know, cords of bricks laying everywhere. Where do they get those bricks? They don't just lay around, you know, city streets. They bring them in from somewhere. So they get all this stuff done. They bring in professional agitators. They do this on purpose. There is an agenda, an anarchist agenda out there. Look online. Yeah. I mean, there's white right-wing militias. There's left-wing anarchists. There's all kinds of, like, people out there that like to see this country collapse. Your responsibility is to protect us. And they're not doing that. And it just makes me sad to see this in Los Angeles because it could happen anywhere.
And it's great on both sides. Everyone seems to want to hide their face for some reason. Why is that?
Yeah.
Why the racist, you want to hide your face. The Antifa you guys want to hide your face.
It's funny you say, if you look at the pictures of guys taunting the LA cops now, they're wearing masks. They're all wearing masks. That thing should come right
off. I saw a video of a guy who was just picking up rock after rock and throwing it in every police car that went by as hard as he can. And again, I don't know. I'm assuming bulletproof glass here or there.
No, not a police cars.
Okay. Yeah. Well, these were like bigger SUVs.
They might have it.
Okay. So, but either way, it was like six cars that went by that he threw rocks at.
Quick story. New Year's Eve, many, many years ago. I'm in Times Square. It's always a disaster. Roving gangs, people getting beat up. We were all setting up to go back to Brooklyn. I worked in Brooklyn at the time, so we had a van to take us back. This guy comes up, we're all in uniform, typical, like this.
Yeah.
Going to taunt us. Nothing's going to happen. And I say this now with glee. He goes, F you, police. Starts kicking out the window of a police car. I looked at him. I took my helmet off and went over. Bang! Hit him right in the head. Laid him out. He's laying there. Make a pizza! Make a pizza! Good. Hope your capesa hurts. Bye. Yeah. You know how? One rider down. It's like.
Well, I even told you this morning about the lady, the reporter from Australia that got shot with a rubber bullet.
Yes.
Just doing a report. But all right, we've got to get to our encore. What we've learned, all that's coming up right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My shovel goes to Sean O'Malley and other fighters. Because I'm kind of curious if there is something to this. Ed, you boxed. Sean O'Malley said that he hadn't masturbated in over a year before his fight last night.
I had boxed, but he also masturbated. Yeah. So how does he go into that?
I didn't say he had to box and masturbate at the same time.
It's hard with the gloves.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Don't mash it. Salt the snail. Don't mash it. Sorry. The point is with this, like Sean, I've got us both covered, man. You can take off next year too. They say you're supposed to ejaculate 23 times a month for, you know, safe prostate health. Yeah. Yeah. I'm already on December. So if anybody needs me to step up, let me know. But do you buy into this, Ed?
No,
fasting from sex or anything of that nature, that it all of a sudden helps you in
fasting
your fight?
From sex?
You
mean,
abstaining?
You don't eat.
Yeah, you don't eat either.
Fasting? You fast from sex? How do you?
These are the sex fasts.
You mean
abstinence?
He's on the floor.
Will you fast from sex?
Yeah. It's fastenance, not abstinence. It's fastenance.
Oh my God.
You go ahead and finish.
This is why I don't talk for a living. I do.
Fast for sex, you moron.
You got what I was saying.
Yes, we did. That's why we said something.
Jeremy, I'm never going to fast from sex. It's part of it.
I can't breathe. My head feels light. I'm going to go masturbate real quick. No, yeah, that's your encore. By the way, let me do this first. The encore, Ed, is brought to you by
Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Once you explore your curiosity, Jeremy Cohen.
Yeah. By the way, those penis lollipops, they were all delicious. All 10 of them.
Were they?
Yep.
Fafty.
By the way, I did look up and I did meet, full disclosure, I meant to say abstain from sex, but sexual fasting is a thing. All fasting is keeping yourself from something. We attribute it to food.
Yes.
I'm looking up online.
I know.
There's an article that says, what is sexual fasting and does it produce stronger orgasms? I wouldn't know. I can't. Every 12 hours, right? Does it make your palms turn hairy? You ever say that to someone? If you masturbate too much, hair will grow in your palms. And then you watch them look down at their hands and said, oh, I see what you've been doing.
Yeah. Or you just, you do too much, you go blind. Just want to do it. I'll do it to wear glasses. Oh.
Who knows if it's true or not?
As he puts his glasses on his face.
All right. Let's get to what we learned.
Speaking of which, where'd mine go?
Well, you asked for it, you got it.
Yes.
Oil Can Boyd, his name came, we lived in Meridian, Mississippi. He was a big beer drinker as a kid. They called beer oil. I wonder if it was those Foster's oil cans. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, okay.
They called oil cans, a big 24-ounce Foster's. That's where Oil Can Boyd came from. And I'm going to leave everybody with just a little line, a quote or whatever. About the riots and all these high thinkers. Everybody's afraid to make someone upset. Listen, we live in a time where intelligent people are being silenced so that stupid people won't be offended. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I said this. It was the Ricky Gervais quote. Just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. And it is a really weird line to try to walk in what's offensive and what's not. I always try to be open to everything. You can joke. I have people that apologize to me for jokes they've made about me, and I'm like, look, if it's funny, it's funny. If it's bad, it's bad. You'll know by the reaction of everyone.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to the point, too. Some things you won't get offended by until you go through them.
Right.
Like, I look at it now, we all have something in our lives. What, my wife has MS. You know, I've gone through my mental health issues. We've all talked about it. Everybody has something, and then that becomes more important to you, and anybody that says anything about that is now going to affect you differently.
Yes.
So, all right, I guess I'll get to my portion of the what I learned. Let's have some fun. If we eat alphabet soup here, what do they eat in Japan? Ramen numerals. Do they eat a lot of ramen? Shut up. What does a classical music fan take to the record store? A Chopin list. You guys, you know what? Every once in a while, you need a single or someone to lay down a bunt, and that's what these are. Honestly, I don't mind leg day at the gym. It's just the 2 days after that I can't stand. It's a pun. Joe, I love this new whiteboard. It's remarkable. What's the best part about living in Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
That I like.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you. This is going to be really hard for most people to hear unless you read it out loud. Laughter is the best medicine. Unless you have diarrhea, it's not going to help. Did you hear Eminem is launching his own low-fat milk brand? It's called Skim Shady. You like that one? You like Skim
Actually,
Shady?
Actually, all terrible. I just don't feel like playing the same thing over and over again.
Before I became a mathematician, I used to walk to work. But now, I derive. So it's D-E-R-I-V-E. It's a math term.
It's funny because it's different. It's not the same. Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
What do you call an Irish sniper? Ricochet.
Oh, God.
Oncologist, sir, I have your test results. Me trying to be funny. Did I pass? Oncologist, you will eventually. That's so bad. I hope today is going to be a happy day. Yesterday was such a sadder day. That would have been a good joke yesterday. Anyway. All right, we'll give you one more. What do you call a female sniper? Amy. Yeah, it's pretty bad. You know what, Joe?
Two sniper jokes within the...
Hey! Why did the terrorist climb down into the drain? Because he was a suicide bomber.
Oh. No. These have just got awful.
Sometimes I like these better than the I good know. Ones. They are so stupid. All right, let me get out of here. We've got, Vinny and Haney coming up next. We'll all be back together tomorrow, obviously breaking down some baseball, talking about what happens tonight in the NHL. It's one of those days, too, where no afternoon baseball, so if you're doing something in the afternoon, have fun.
Yeah.
What do you got going on today?
No play in the rain. I got things to do. I got to go to the gym. I got to go to the gym, and then I got to take my new godson to physical therapy.
Oh, there you go.
So, I'm the godfather.
All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. As I said, Vinny and Haney coming up next. Stay tuned right here on 105.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.